this headline from YouTube. Montana town dreams of being Guantanamo of the flames. I told you they're talking about this being a FEMA camp. And we were able to find the newscast that was taken down earlier that Steve talked about. We have that newscast right now. Let's go to the local Hardin, Montana newscast, live at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the great part about the web. Everybody grabs this. Go ahead and play it, man.
Facility in Hardin has Montana congressional delegation speaking out.
I'm against it. I don't think it's a good idea. It's too much of a security risk. I don't think we want to have Al-Qaeda prisoners in Montana. It's a security risk that I don't think we want to have.
However, Senators Max Baucus and John Tester and Representative Denny Rehberg say they do support the jail in finding viable contracts. Tuesday, Hardin City Council gave Two Rivers Detention Center officials the green light to pursue a contract to accept Gitmo prisoners. President Barack Obama has said he plans to close Guantanamo by next January. Jail officials say their facility is secure enough to hold the terror suspects.
We understand this is a long shot at best. And really what we're asking for him is just to come out, take a look at our situation and see if it would fit for him.
The U.S. Justice Department says right now the Gitmo Detainee Review Task Force is determining whether each prisoner will be prosecuted or sent overseas.
Okay, earlier I was saying I believe this had to do with Gitmo people, and then I didn't give the guys clear orders. They found the other article, the other video again. This was a separate one confirming this has to do with FEMA. But now they're on the news saying, we don't know what it's for. We don't know why there's foreign mercs here. We don't know why they're saying they're local police. And then Steve's saying they have people telling them they've got to come in and mark their guns down with them. So here's this newscast. And then we were just talking to Steve, and he sent me the facts. He talks to the sheriff's department there in Bighorn, and they say no such thing's going on. The classic denial response. Steve Quayle, we've seen this over and over again.
Well, it's standard operating procedure. Look, here's the deal. A bureaucrat wants to protect their jobs at all costs. The sheriff is conveniently gone after this story breaks. I'm not saying he's avoiding anything, but look, the bottom line is that it's happening. The bottom line is you can go to my bloody website, stevequayle.com, check out the photo of the day, and those of you that are saying, oh, this is all crap, you know, go collect your G20 paycheck and then probably, you know, swallow a sword or something. Alex, it's happening right now. It's happening before our very eyes. It's not just happening in Montana and Wyoming, but this thing in Hardin is the most visible because that was the city of Hardin wanted to fill this unusual prison complex. And by the way, in Bozeman, we don't have enough space for our prisoners. Most of Montana, even as the local state prisoners, we don't have enough room for. So the thing that's interesting is that there is a reason why this thing was built. And the funding for it should, how does a little town like Hardin come up with $27 million to build a thing? Somebody says a bond offering. Somebody has to buy those bonds. If you follow the money, you follow the intent. The money indicates the intent. So I don't care if everybody, if one man lies, another one swears to it, and everyone says, yeah, these guys are telling the truth. A lie is a lie, and it is what it is, and it's happening, and the people that are absolutely behind the American police force are absolutely known to the intelligence community. It is a major, major black op connected with martial law and the imprisonment.
Well, Steve, we know in Serbia they've had black sites, the secret ghost sites with the kidnap, snatch and grab people.
Absolutely.
We know that they're in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan. We know they're in Egypt. We know they're in Germany. We know they're in Poland. We know they're in the Czech Republic. We also know that they are in other areas. And so this fits the classic MO where they use these private ghost contractors to run this.
Well, and I think that's the thing that people got to do. By the way, Alex, the whole world, when it comes to someone admitting that a surreptitious plan is underway, goes into the I know nothing mode, okay? What's the best way to get off the hook? You just play dumb. I'm sure the caller who called that person...
I know nothing.
They know nothing. And the answer
nothing.
Is, many times, due to their
nothing.
Compartmentalization, or
come
compartmental,
on, Charles.
They don't know.
I know nothing.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The video was pulled. It is up now. We have it. Now, of course, they're going to run psyops. They're going to say there's no world government, no plan to get rid of the dollar, as they have open meetings and announce they're doing it. They're going to announce there's no plan to indoctrinate their kids as they begin changing Christian hymns to worship Obama. They're going to say there's no gun bills when they've got more than 15 introduced, I've seen, that openly ban the Second Amendment, and the Attorney General wants to ban everything he can. It just gives him dictatorial power. They say there's no death panels. Then they have Newsweek saying, death panels, the case for killing Granny. Headline. They deny, so you'll debate whether it exists or not, so you can never mobilize. So this is just some of what we're dealing with here. We're going to play this clip in just a moment and go back to Joyce, Scott, Jeremy, Danny. Joyce hung up in Montana. Joyce, call back. I wanted to go to you. 1-800-259-9231. Keep a line open for Joyce if we can. 1-800-259-9231. Here is the video clip. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, from them admitting they don't know why there's mercs. They're saying they're police and video of it. They don't know what's going on with the camp. They don't know who's going to be held in it. It's a giant facility. And then we have an earlier newscast where the town wanted it to be a FEMA camp to hold political dissidents. We just played that earlier. And my gut told me that this was the town I'd heard about a few months ago. We just confirmed it. Steve Quayle, let's play it before it goes dead again. Here's the video.
All members of the American Police Force showed up in Hardin yesterday, driving vehicles with Hardin Police written on them. As Color 8's Nick Law reports, it created quite a stir, especially because Hardin doesn't have a city police department.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the City of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members. Two Rivers Authority officials say having APF patrol the streets was never part of their agenda.
You know, I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not anything that's been in the discussions that I've had with any of them.
As it stands now, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department is contracted to patrol the city, and APF has no jurisdiction. If that was changed, Peterson claims it would have to go through the city council. As for the jail contract with APF, both sides are yet to agree on a deal, as bondholders rejected it again on Thursday morning.
No, it's a complicated issue. There's a lot of tax laws that they're working through, and we're just hoping now. We thought we were going to get it by Tuesday night. We're hoping now we can get it by Friday night.
And Two Rivers Authority officials say the contract only deals with the detention facility and the training center. There's no mention of a homeless shelter, animal shelter, or any other services for the area.
Well, you know, that was never in the contract to begin with. I think it was just kind of on a wish list of what Captain Michael wanted to do here.
American Police Force officials plan on staying in the Hardin area for the next month.
And that was Color 8's Nick Law reporting. The exact details of the contract talks between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force remain under wraps.
So you buy a bunch of black SUVs, bring in foreign mercs, admittedly run by foreigners, and your authorities drive a black car, wear a black uniform, got a German Shepherd and a machine gun. You are now an authority, Steve Quayle.
Well, I think the thing that people have got to understand and has really got to sink in is that we are under occupation. Look, we watched it happen in Nazi Germany. By the way, what's happening in the best illustration is pre-World War II Norway, how the Nazis moved into Norway, moved into Sweden, moved into, obviously, Scandinavia, and assimilated into the community. How long, Alex, have you and I been reporting on all the anomalies that people are seeing? And now it's here, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, and Alex, there are 400,000 foreign troops in the United States. People used to give us crap all the time about it, and they did. They gave me crap until it just, it just flowed. The bottom line is, and then NORTHCOM comes out and says they want permission from Congress to strategically place 400,000, quote, peacekeepers in the U.S. Where do those peacekeepers come from? Well, guess what? The United Nations. And isn't it incredible that the CDC, and we got to bring this in, the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization no longer report H1N1 deaths because there's not enough of them. So how can you have a pandemic when there's no deaths to warrant the level six? This is all manipulated. It's all absolute programming, and it's all designed to put us under martial law. And by the way, the Hardin facility isn't for Gitmo. It's for people who are resistors.
And let me stop you right there. They admit that in the Homeland Security reports we broke and the Mayak reports. Is Steve still there? Steve, finishing what you said, you talked to the county sheriff's department. Steve, by the way, has given us dozens of good reports, and more than that over the years, so we can count on what Steve tells us. We've had Steve on it several times, not Steve Quayle, but the other Steve as a guest, about bizarre stuff going on at universities in East Texas. And all these flu drills before this even happened, practicing quarantining with Army at different universities. Steve, you talked to her, and she just said none of this is going on. But you said, well, I've seen the newscast with that on the mercenary vehicles. And she said, well, that's been taken off. So first she denies it. But as soon as she knows that you know facts, she goes, well, that's no big deal. I mean, that is really frightening when the sheriff's department is engaged in deception.
And I also want to mention I had an interesting discussion with a woman with City Hall tied in with the City Council. I wanted to point out, first of all, the guy that's on that newscast, he's not the mayor. His name's Al Peterson. He's with this Two Rivers Authority. And if you notice, he used the name Captain Michael. They said they had a contract. Well, first of all, with the sheriff's department, the woman, by her response, this is fake. And then when I told her what I knew, I mean, she didn't know what to say, but when she said it's taken off the vehicles, in other words, in her mind, that makes it all okay. And, you know, to summarize all that, I just thought, no, what needs to be removed is these people from your town. And when I talked to the City Hall woman, you know, I just let her know, look, you need to let these people with the City Council know they're there to uphold the laws of your community and to protect the locals. It's local municipalities. And she said,
well, listen,
and I asked
Steve,
her, who's...
Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I asked her, who's the Two Rivers Authority? Well, they're here for they're set up for economic development.
So let's be clear. It's just like LCRA here in Central Texas has SWAT teams, armored vehicles, private jails. It's a quasi-private group. They take over towns. So that guy acting on the news like he's the mayor of Two Rivers, this is just the head of this authority that's done a contract with the American police force that isn't even American, who's now driving around just announcing themselves as an incorporation over the city. This is a total takeover. Good job, Steve.
Yeah. I'd like to say one more thing.
I got to go to other callers, or I'm not going to be able to get to others. Steve, can we keep you to the bottom of the hour another 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, because I want to be able to take calls and get their info. Let's continue here. Let's talk to Scott in Nebraska. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's the work ethic camp. I'm in Nebraska. It's a little town on the western edge of Nebraska right next to Wyoming, Colorado, called McCook. Just Google work ethic camp, Nebraska. This is it's disguised as a drug rehab prison. This is a FEMA camp if I've ever seen one. This is a concentration camp. Can you see any of that yet?
No, but I'm aware of how they camouflage these. Notice I said this was really a camp for Camp X-Ray prisoners, and then we found mainstream news out of Billings saying that. Now, I'm not bragging about my mind. When you study this stuff 15, 16, 18 hours a day, you start understanding the patterns, and then you know what you're seeing immediately, no matter what they say. But in this case, they're admitting it all. Steve Quayle.
Well, I think the bottom line is that whatever they do, they always do in plain sight. And remember, redefining terms is the Hegelian dialectic. And we watched that in Hitler. And, you know, you and I start screaming when they start talking about Homeland Security. By the way, wasn't it just last week that Homeland Security supposedly had done penance for their identifying all of the terrorists? And now they're back up in full force again. And guess who's on the list? Everybody was on the list before. Now, Alex, here we may be close. This is a timing issue before you and I have to say goodbye today. The idea of the timing, it looks like October, November is the time period. I just got an email in. You need to hear this. The Louisiana State Police are doing explosive ordnance device training. They're running classes right now for all their parishes. The policemen in this class told me they're getting ready to raise the terror alert, looking at some weird United Nations camera vehicle group on I-20 in Mississippi at this point. And the guy said, thank you, Frank. He's saying, I'm trying to get pictures. So the thing is, look, we come out, we speak about the vaccination. They say, okay, we'll just go to the next thing. We identify the next thing. They just go to the next thing. These people are not without plan D, E, F, G if we expose A, B, C. But it still puts people into the same position. They have got to make sure that if they could not go to a store for 30 days, they could stay where they're at. By the way, our governor just made a statement, I guess, today that he's not going to allow anybody with federal authority to take away the guns, the food, or that or the state rights that we possess and we intend to stand with. So, you know, again, we've got a very outspoken state governor. People are asking me, will secession succeed? No. We're going to be balkanized. The only question is, will enough people be gotten out of harm's way in time?
Steve, that's yes. Another nexus point. Your governor said you're going to manufacture guns in the state outside federal control. Northcom out of Colorado said we're not going to allow that. And then now Obama's come in with Justice Department letters threatening the states, threatening them with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that stated Homeland Security is to block governors and legislatures.
Absolutely.
So that's what this is a major federalized, internationalized cancer probe that they put in to this town.
Absolutely, Alex. And one of the things I've got to tell everybody, you've got to understand, and those of you who are Christians have got to you've got to pray for the people who are absolutely in state office that are standing up in federal office, because, look, they have assassination teams, just like the old video series America. You remember where the Russians took out all of Congress and the Senate? Well, these guys got the same plan. Anybody that doesn't go along, either pay them off or they blow them away.
Or set them up. And they made that show with Chris Christopherson off of real plans that had been drawn up. But instead of Russians doing it, it's this international corporate takeover. And just like Operation Valkyrie was used against Hitler, they're going to use the continuity of government grid as their playbook and cover to take over.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com is our guest. InfoWars.com is my main website, along with PrisonPlanet.com. We'll continue to have Steve on throughout the week with reports as he learns more with people on the ground there in Montana. You will definitely have important reports here on this radio show. Steve, I want to jam in a few final calls. I'll continue with the calls after you leave us. Up next here is, let's talk to Diane in Montana. Diane in Montana, where this is going on, but as Steve said, it's happening everywhere. Diane, what's your info?
Okay, September 9th. Steve, I don't know if you'll remember me from Superior, Montana, which is about 50 miles west of Missoula.
Right.
We had a small incident where there was a bunch of SUVs, black Hummers, you name it. It was all there. They even brought a helicopter in. It was 4 miles from my home. So when we went to check it out, there was a husband that went down there and talked to them personally. They were all over climbing the mountains in camo, dressed up. They were armed, and they said they were just doing a training exercise. Called the sheriff's office, and we got the same story. It's just FBI training, but it was FEMA, right in Superior. And we're probably about maybe 4,000 population.
Well, I need everybody in the area to get cameras. They're very cheap now, video cameras, for as cheap as $100 that shoot decent quality. Everybody needs to be shooting this and uploading it to YouTube. Steve Quayle.
Well, I think, you know, that's obvious. And as we're talking, Alex, I think that people need to become eyes and ears and email you stuff in real time and make, you know, put video important of stuff. Don't just, you know, go out and just take dormant military vehicles, but vehicles that are in motion, like the report we just got. And let me share this, too. We people got to stay up on this. You know, there are reports of sailors being vaccinated. I stated, this is critical for people to understand, you guys in the Pentagon, shame on you. I stated that the easiest way to deal with America before a full-scale assault in this country was to poison the vaccines and then let them be tested on servicemen. And because of this is a matter of national security, Alex, big time, we're not going to get any true reports.
And now we're hearing, Bob Chapman's confirmed with his sources, and he's always been accurate, that they're dying on the ships, not just quarantining them.
Well, absolutely. And see, this is the thing, too, that people have got to understand, that we have a specific concern out there for whatever it's going to be. They're going to initially utilize the H1N1, H5N1, whatever else they come up with. But the idea is this, is to scare you. And if we provide the information, Alex, and God bless you for what you do, all the different information that should be an antidote for fear, because that's what we're talking about.
All right, let me ask Diane in closing, what did the locals think, and how many FBI FEMA troops were there?
Okay, there were 6 vehicles when my husband went right by them. He called back and said, lockdown. I don't know what's going on, if there's escape prisoners or what. Same time, helicopter came through right overhead. Called his secretary, who was coming in on I-90, told her to check that area out and look at it, and that's when she saw all the camo guys all over the mountainside just crawling up. Asked around town, people didn't think anything about it.
Yeah, this is insane. They're definitely probing and testing. Thank you so much, Diane. Let's cram in another call here. Let's talk to Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy, what's your intel?
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
I'm a sovereign. I'm in Alaska. I want to commend you on the work that you've done, sir. You're not responsible for waking me up, but you're definitely one of the people that kept me awake. I've been studying law over the last year, and I'm a lieutenant colonel in the Marines for 35 years, and also some other people that are international attorneys. And from what I'm understanding, is there's this NAFTA free trade agreement?
Yes, and under that they have a military sharing agreement, 2002, 2008, to occupy the U.S. with foreign troops. That is mainstream announcement. Steve Quayle.
Well, and again, that's absolutely correct, and I think everybody's got to understand this by putting us into a level 6 bio emergency under the World Health Organization. In essence, who just got appointed head of the United Nations Security Council for the first time, the President of the United States. Putting it all together, Alex, I don't believe there is a more totalitarian, more disconcerting picture of the partitioning off, the selling off, the giving off, the pirating off of the United States, its assets and its people. And by the way, the numbers that they're talking about, 50 million people, that's the minimum amount of people that the globalists want to kill. They actually
All right. Steve Quayle, we will get a report from you tomorrow. Can you join us again tomorrow?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. While he's on hold, let's get him set up now. I'm going to come back with a recap of this, other key news, announce the contest winners, and you will be hearing more on this show about what's happening up there. I'm going to leave it at that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
This is a confirmed FEMA camp. The locals are being secretive about it. But we found an earlier newscast from April of this year out of KULR 8 News, Emily Natz. Here it is.
For detaining terror suspects at the empty Two Rivers detention facility in Hardin has Montana congressional delegation speaking out.
I'm against it. I don't think it's a good idea. It's too much of a security risk. I don't think we want to have Al-Qaeda prisoners in Montana. It's a security risk that I don't think we want to have.
However, Senators Max Baucus and John Tester and Representative Denny Rehberg say they do support the jail in finding viable contracts Tuesday, Hardin City Council gave Two Rivers Detention Center officials the green light to pursue a contract to accept Gitmo prisoners. President Barack Obama has said he plans to close Guantanamo by next January. Jail officials say their facility is secure enough to hold the terror suspects.
We understand this is a long shot at best. And really what we're asking for them is just to come out and take a look at our situation and see if it would fit for them.
The U.S. Justice Department says right now the Gitmo Detainee Review Task Force is determining whether each prisoner will be prosecuted or sent overseas.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is that facility. Now, they have another supermax that's closed in Montana. They say they're going to hold people in, including U.S. citizens. In fact, U.S. News and World Report reported on it. Paul Watson on this, my best researcher on this. They're all great, but Paul really can ferret stuff out even when I can't find it. I remember it was in the news about the supermax, and then it said, oh, and there's already some terrorists there, some animal rights activists and people are being held, and their families aren't allowed to visit them. It's like Gitmo. But that's a supermax. This is another bigger facility for whole families. And then we have this other newscast where they're all being shifty about it now. Looks like they got the contract when black vehicles saying Hardin police show up with foreigners going, we are in control. You must list our firearms with us. I mean, and since we broke this today, Steve Quayle really broke it this weekend, but it broke big here today. They pulled the American Police Force site down. They're pulling videos down. This is off the charts creepy. I mean, we have run right into a nest, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and play it.
Of the American Police Force showed up in Hardin yesterday, driving vehicles with Hardin Police written on them. As Color 8's Nick Law reports, it created quite a stir, especially because Hardin doesn't have a city police department.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the City of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members. Two Rivers Authority officials say having APF patrol the streets was never part of their agenda.
You know, I have no idea. I really don't, because that's not anything that's been in the discussions that I've had with any of them.
As it stands now, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department is contracted to patrol the city, and APF has no jurisdiction. If that was changed, Peterson claims it would have to go through the city council. As for the jail contract with APF, both sides are yet to agree on a deal, as bondholders rejected it again on Thursday morning.
No, it's a complicated issue. There's a lot of tax laws that they're working through, and we're just hoping now. We thought we were going to get it by Tuesday night. We're hoping now we can get it by Friday night.
And Two Rivers Authority officials say the contract only deals with the detention facility and the training center. There's no mention of a homeless shelter, animal shelter, or any other services for the area.
Well, you know, that was never in the contract to begin with. I think it was just kind of on a wish list of what Captain Michael wanted to do here.
American Police Force officials plan on staying in the Hardin area for the next month.
And that was Color 8's Nick Law reporting. The exact details of the contract talks between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force remain under wraps.
So, you got a FEMA camp. You've got a private prison facility there. The president's looking at putting a FEMA camp there with prisoners. It's been built recently. Locals ask about it and are told to shut up. And then Captain Michael, with his foreign merc group, this is an international foreign group, says, oh, it's just a wish list they're driving around with their new patrol vehicles. Then you call up, the sheriff's department goes, we don't know what you're talking about. None of this exists. Ha ha. And here's another whitewash report. Here it is.
Split over what American Police Force's intentions are. But Hardin mayoral candidate Kerry Smith says the group is here to help.
Oh!
2 days after American Police Force members arrive in Hardin in black Mercedes police cars, the Hardin decals are gone.
Oh!
Who is the American Police Force? That's what I'd like to know.
When we approached the group Friday morning, an APF member instructed us he wasn't sure where the group's leader, Captain Michael Hilton, was. Minutes later, Hilton abruptly left the facility.
Oh!
Do you think it's mysterious at all?
It probably is to those that don't know what's going on.
Kerry Smith is the wife of Two Rivers Authority Executive Director Greg Smith, who was recently placed on administrative leave. No public explanation has been given. Kerry wouldn't comment on her husband's paid leave, but says the truth about APF will be revealed and the public has nothing to fear.
Oh!
They can't panic. you just go with the flow and everything will be fine.
But other Hardin residents are concerned about the lack of information so far.
I'm concerned about the legitimacy of who they are.
There's a lot of secrecy going on, I guess is what I would say.
American Police Force says it will meet with the media Saturday morning and answer questions regarding the group's secrecy and discuss its future plans for Hardin.
I mean, it's wonderful. It's going to be great.
I don't understand who this company is and why they... Where were they 2 years ago? That's all I have to say. Where were they before the ground broke?
The bondholders are yet to approve the contract between Two Rivers Authority and American Police Force. Now, APF is on site right now. They're taking inventory of the jail. They say they'll remain in the area for the next couple weeks to assess the situation. Reporting live in the newsroom, Nick Law, Color 8 News.
Oh, I'm having trouble right now even dealing with this and processing it. Ugh. What did the clergy response team say when they finally announced it and had the preachers going, we're training people to go to the camps, turn their guns in, Romans 13, go easy, go with the flow, and everything will be all right. They're reading off a script. That was from Louisiana. This is from Montana. And, man, talk about Spookville, CIAville, black sedans running like roaches when you flip the light on at 3 a.m. in your apartment and there's, like, big fat roaches going, and they're like, running as fast as they can. Press conference on Saturday. We got a FEMA camp for real here, boy. Because they usually camouflage them and claim them for something else. We have them red-handed with foreign mercs. This is very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. Believe me, you're going to hear some key reports here in the next few days. Oh, boy. Okay. I meant to make greater fanfare of this, but I will announce it today. The article's up on InfoWars.com. Need to be contacted by the winners. I'll make the announcement right now. Where did my first place go? I had my first place winner here. Now I don't have it. Oh, here it is. First place. So it's written on the back of a FEMA camp article. Sorry. And I'm on the White House enemies list. You know, there's nothing to... I'm literally living in a Twilight Zone episode. I'm on the telephone. I'm with Charlie Sheen. The phone rings. Buzz Aldrin. This is a month before it came out. Oh, there's massive water on the moon. It'll be announced in a month. I see it on the front page a month later. I got Dave Mustaine, Megadeth, over here. I got making films. I'm on the enemies list. Because FEMA camps are real. They're openly doing forced inoculations, openly announcing world government. You're all in the Twilight Zone here with me. The soccer moms are driving around dreaming about their football teams, and the average person has no idea what's going on. It's getting too weird, folks. It's getting too weird. Okay. The reason it took me a couple weeks longer to judge these and announce them was because there were hundreds of great entries, and I wanted to watch them all. Then I wanted to get my crew's review. I had three different people in the office watch the top 10 or 15 contenders. And they all came up with the same order of the winners. I guess on the Charlie Sheen contest, is it fair to tell the last winner of the two contests they can't be part of this contest because they keep winning? But, you know, it's my contest rules. I can do whatever I want. It's whoever the best winner is. San Francisco... Bay Area, the U.S. of Terror, that's their YouTube channel. They win first prize on the second. And we had debates. I said, should I be like a communist and give it to the second best? And he already won. Everybody said, no, give it to the best. Separately in my office, letting other people judge, they came up with the same winner as I did. So you got to give it to the winner. And so that's the end of it. I asked Rob Dew. Last week, I said, who do you think's the best? And he watched a whole bunch of them. I say 10, 15. Dude, come on in here. How many, after I'd already judged them secretly, how many of these did you watch? How many?
I watched every one.
Oh, so you watched more than...
I watched everyone that was on our contest page, all three pages. I watched everyone. And
you came to the same winner separately, not even knowing who I was going to choose.
I really liked
what I was like wanting to take it away from him. I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, we had a meeting here.
Well, you said that, yeah. I said I think San Francisco is the best, and you said, well, he won last time. I don't know if we could do that. And I said, I mean, he took...
It's kind of like Roger Staubach. He won all the Super Bowls. I mean, he's Roger Staubach. I mean, he gets the win.
Well,
we're not commies here.
You know, he took... There's Google. He went and did posters about Google. He did them about SRI.
In front of their offices.
Yeah, he went, and then he made his own swine flu poster and put that everywhere. So he, and his posters look good. They're easy to read. He had a lot of, he went after Facebook. You know, he went and did, I think, way above and beyond what anybody else did.
Well, we need to keep these posted for a week or two. They need to get mega viral.
Yeah.
This poster contest is so good. He wins. Those folks win. Los Angeles, we have a new winner.
Yep.
Los Angeles got second place.
I think it's most of the We Are Change people from Los Angeles.
But it's a separate, it's Freedom Is Free 1776.
Yeah.
They did great. Tomorrow, unless we're in total martial law or something, I'll be playing these on air. New York, who won second place last time, they won third place.
Right.
So these are just good filmmakers. These are good activists, and that's who
they do. They do things that are going to get people's attention, which I like. You know, they were out there doing things. And then there were some other notables. Pittsburgh and San Antonio, We Are Change, did really good videos. They were, I felt, a little too drawn out in order to make the full impact.
Multi-parts.
Yeah, because, if you... You got to get the message across, and we put no guidelines in there, but you got to do it in 4 to 5 minutes, I think, and if to really make it to where people are really going to watch it and get the message. This guy, New York, did a lot of crazy stuff, and he kind of lampooned it a little bit in terms of how he was acting, and
by the way, they all deserve to win.
Oh, sure.
We all win in the fight for liberty.
There's some
getting people politically. Active. They all win by getting out, getting involved, showing people how to be grassroots and how we can bring down the tyranny if we have to, if they shut down the web and radio, just with posters.
Yeah.
Folks, it's a devastating weapon against the New World Order and the info war and a little bit racy there on that last one, but it doesn't matter. He gets third place. So San Francisco, the United States of Terror, first place. Freedom is Free, 1776. L.A., second place. And, Two Johnny T gets third place, and they all deserve.
Now, they did a very good job.
So that's $1,600 in prize money. They need to contact us to win again, but luckily we have two of the people that won's contact info already.
Yeah.
And we'll do that in a timely manner. Hopefully, we're so busy. It's an insane asylum here of work. I'm not complaining. I'm saying just give us a break, folks. It's total war room, White House enemy list, black ops following me, total insanity.
G20
arrest. We're almost strangling each other routinely. I mean, it is like. I just can't believe this. I mean, I said I was going to be taking off, only working 8 hours a day the next few weeks. It's not happening. I got some ops going against the New World Order and
right.
the peaceful side of things. And folks just want to watch this channel, InfoWars, and the radio for the next few days. I'll just leave it there. But there are the winners there. We'll play these videos, at least parts of them. One of them's too racy to play, really, here on the show. The big new Charlie Sheen one, $13,500
right.
for first place, $1,000 for second, $500 for third. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening. Next week we'll have the rules up. I have it by Monday. I've got some other projects I've got to work on now. No rest for the – I didn't know I was this wicked. If the saying, no rest for the wicked, how about rest for people that want freedom? I like hot dogs, but this is like a hot dog eating contest where I got to eat hundreds of hot dogs is the analogy, and I – I don't know.
I'm looking forward to see the entries from this one. We got one early on from a guy, and he did it all silent. He kind of turned them into puppet caricatures, and it was really good.
Send that to Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You got a month and a week or so. I'm going to announce the date. It's roughly going to be a month. Launching next Monday. $13,500 prize. Charlie wants you to get $10,000 after taxes, roughly. And there's no rules but what Charlie Sheen picks.
Right.
And you can condense down 20 minutes with the president, do the whole thing, do part of it, do it however you want. It can be two black guys, two white guys, two women, a man and a person from China, a woman. It doesn't matter. You can use sock puppets. You can do animated videos. Whatever Charlie thinks is the best. And he says he's going to watch them all. Whatever Charlie thinks is the best is going to win. And with that, thank you, Rob Dew.
All right.
And those winners are posted up on InfoWars.com. Thank you so much. Rob arrested this week by we didn't even play the clip of the mayor there in Pennsylvania just saying there's no free speech. You don't go out on the streets or we arrest you. I mean, this country is banks are taking us over here. I just keep catching my breath. I just wish the general public would wake up. I know we're waking up record numbers of people, but it isn't fast enough. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there is the bottom line on this. And I know we've got more callers calling in with information. And I'd go into overdrive, but I've got stuff I got to do around here. Rebroadcast Jam Pack starts in about 10 minutes at Infowars.com. I didn't even plug our sponsors today, which means I'll double down tomorrow. But even though I'm just going to plug our sponsors, even though these aren't their paid ads. Silver Lungs, silverlungs.com is great. Survivalseedbank.com is great. Diginet.net is wonderful. Call of Blue is fantastic. Callofblue.com, they make it possible. MySolarBackup.com. MySolarBackup.com, again, those are just some of the people that I didn't even plug today, and I haven't even really plugged except once that Fall the Republic's available for pre-sale right now. If you want to get it first, the orders will be shipped out in the order they come in. It officially comes out October 21st at PrisonPlanet.tv, and your DVD will be in the mail a few days before that. If you get your orders in early, I can't promise that they come on after the date. It'll be backed up a few days by then. So always get a surge of orders right when it officially is released. If you want to get it first, get your orders in at InfoWars.com right now or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's the coordinates. Get it. Make it go mega viral while we still have some semblance of the First Amendment. 888-253-3139. Or order it online at InfoWars.com. Get the DVD. Stay with us.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
All right, note to John Harmon, who we've lost contact with in Minnesota. We're going to go out with Highway to the Danger Zone for all the folks in Montana covering this. Who knows who else will be popping into Montana? Oh, yeah, we got a red-hot FEMA camp manned by foreign mercs. And we are on the job. Hey, Harmon, you hear me? Yeah, we completely lost Minnesota. Hope we're even connected up with those boys. Lord knows what's going on down there. Armin, IM me if you've got us up there in Minnesota. I'm in Texas. For listeners out there confused by it. That's strange. Oh, he's there. Okay, I'm going to take us out then. We've lost our connection to you. But you've got our connection to you, right? I don't know what that means. Yes? Okay, we lost the backup. Okay, that's fine. Look, I meant to get to Jeremy, Dave, Ken, Paul, and everybody else. We went to Paul. Tomorrow, live, 11 to 3 Central. Tell everybody to tune in. Obviously, things are getting more and more insane. We are now on the White House enemies list. It's been reported they have an enemies list in mainstream media. Now one of the biggest tabloids out there, but it's not the really corny space alien ones. It's the Globe. Obama's secret enemies list, and I guess that kind of whitewashes it, but I'm on the list. So we're going to get reports coming up at PrisonPlanet.com on that. We've got all the articles posted, the videos being posted inside the FEMA camp up on PrisonPlanet.com, and Paul Watson's article, Montana Town Occupied by Private Paramilitary Force. Steve Quayle says they're telling locals that as they take over, they're going to have to come in and register their guns with the private group. According to Steve, I don't doubt him. I doubted him 10, 12, 13 years ago. And I mean, I didn't think he was lying, but I have doubted some of it. And now it's just more and more Steve Quayle. I wish he wasn't right. I'm going to contact Coast to Coast AM. I would imagine they'll want to report from me or Steve on tonight. This is just becoming totally insane. FEMA camp confirmed. We played you the newscast. In fact, guys, make sure Watson posts that newscast from YouTube months ago in April when they were wanting to make it a FEMA camp. And now foreign mercs show up and take it over. I want to commend the crew. This place is a war room, literally. One of Rob Dew's best friends. I wonder why he was so bummed out when he got back. It wasn't just bummed out that he got arrested by the military and saw Luke tortured. But one of his best friends died. Going to bury her of cancer. Young woman dying of cancer. Happens to everybody now, I guess. It's part of the new freedom. Sorry, buddy. Appreciate you working so hard. He didn't even tell me why he's been bummed out. She died this weekend? Oh, so you got the news while you were at the G20. Sorry to hear that. Morning, you got arrested. Okay, take me out with Highway to the Danger Zone. This is for everybody out there standing up to the tyranny. You know you love this corny 80s rock. Have a little bit of fun as we go out to break here. And I just want to commend Jaron, Nyhart, Paul Hartman, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Jason Douglas, Jason Burmes, all the crew, everybody here that makes this radio show possible, the entire InfoWars team. Spread the word about the show. We are the tip of the spear. We're having an effect. We're taking on the New World Order. We know that they're not invincible. That's why we're in the White House enemies list. Pray for us, most importantly, because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting in that F-14. We're going to go expose the New World Order. You just better get ready. Right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Crank it up and take us out. Out there on the edge. The Republic's worth it. Not alive, but you're on the edge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.